So let's review. The Torah teaches that a Horeg Meshkog is released from the Orim Miklat upon the death of the Kohen Gadol, and the Mishnah elaborates, Echad Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, where the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, which existed until the times of Yeshayahu, or the Echad HaMerubah B'Gadim, a Kohen Gadol who was installed by wearing the 8 big dekuna of the Kohen Gadol after Yeshayahu hid the Shemen HaMishcha, or the Echad Sha'avim Im Shichusa, a Kohen Gadol who served as a replacement while the Kohen Gadol was temporarily disqualified, Machzir Neser Etzeach, the death of any of these Kohen Gadolim releases the Horeg B'Shkaga from the Ari Miklat. Rehuda Omer, Af Meshuach Melchama Machzir Neser Etzeach, the death of the Kohen who is anointed to address the soldiers before a war also releases the Horeg B'Shkaga. The Gemara explains that the source of the Tanakam is in the three psukim that refer to the Horeg B'Shkaga going free upon the death of the Kohen Gadol. V'yeshev ba'ad Mois HaKohen Gadol, ki be'ir meklata yeshev ba'ad Mois HaKohen Gadol, v'achrei Mois HaKohen Gadol yoshev ha'ritzeach. These three psukim refer to the three types of Kohen Gadol mentioned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, k'siv k'rachrina, Rabbi Yehuda adds a fourth type because another pasuk says Lashav l'shebes be'eretz ad Mois HaKohen. However, the Tanakama holds medilek k'siv ha'gadol chad mehanachu. Since the pasuk does not specifically refer to him as the Kohen Gadol, it does not mean to include another type of Kohen, but refers to one of the previously mentioned. The Gemara inquires, b'mises kulon huchayzer, idilma b'mises echad mehen. Does he go free only after they all die, or after even one of them dies? This question is not resolved. The Mishnah continues, since the occupants of the Arim Miklat would be free to return home upon the death of the Kohen Gadol, lafikach imesein shal kehanim mesapkes lan michya b'ksuz, kadesh leyispal al b'neim sheimusu. The mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring them food and clothing so that they would not daven that the Kohen Gadol should die. The Gemara infers, however, homatz lumaisi, if they were to daven, it might be effective and hasten the death of the Kohen Gadol. Even though the pasuk says, kilas chinam leitavai, an undeserved curse will not be fulfilled, the Gemara answers, the Kohen Gadol is partially responsible for the death because he should have davened for the welfare of his generation. The Gemara cites another version of our Mishnah. The mother of the Kohen Gadol would bring food so that they should daven that the Kohen Gadol should not die. The Gemara infers, if they would not daven for him, he might die because he should have davened for his people. The Gemara discusses several other principles regarding curses. Kilas chacham afil bechinam hiba. A Talmud chacham's curse is fulfilled even if it was unwarranted. The Gemara illustrates this principle from an incident involving David HaMelech and Achitofel. B'shoshakar David Shitin kofet tohema boil mishtafol alma. When David HaMelech dug the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash, the waters of Tohem threatened to flood the world. Amar ma'u lichtav shem achaspa u'mishta b'tohema deleiko aduchte. David asked whether it's permissible to write the name of Hashem on a shard and throw it into the water so that it will recede. He then said, whoever knows the answer and does not respond shall die from strangulation. Achitofel knew the answer and actually replied. Nevertheless, the pasuk says, Achitofel ra kolinasa atzasai, v'yachvash esachamoy v'yokam elech al beisel iroi, v'yitzav al beisel v'yichanik. Achitofel died by strangulation. Kilas chacham afil al tenai hiba. A Talmud chacham's curse is fulfilled even if it was conditional. The Gemara illustrates this principle from an incident involving Eli HaKohen and Shmuel HaNavi. Eli told Shmuel, "Koyas l'chay aleikim v'chay yosef im techachet mimeni davar. If you withhold some of your prophecy, you should also suffer my fate." The pasuk says, "V'yagad leShmuel es kol advar meloichi chad mimenu." Shmuel told him everything. Nevertheless, the pasuk testifies, "V'lehol chubana bedrachav." Shmuel's sons did not follow in his ways, just as Eli's sons did not follow in his ways. A related principle, Nidur al Tanai Tzar Chafara. A conditional excommunication also requires annulment, as seen from an incident involving Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehuda. Kol Yisrael mem shana shal Yisrael b'midbar, as Moshe shal Yehuda hi megulgolim ba'aron. Kol Yisrael took the bodies of all the Shvatim with them when they left Mitzrayim, and Yehuda's bones would rattle around in their coffin because Yehuda had said, Im lo hevi Yisrael v'lecha v'chatasilach, which is an expression of Nidri. Until Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem and said it was due to Yehuda's example that Reuben admitted to his sin. Whereupon all evaru l'shafa, his bones reassembled. Zakta Mishnah, Mishenigmar Dinoi Meis Kohen Gadol, Hareza in the Gaila. If someone was sentenced to Gullus and the Kohen Gadol died before the sentence was carried out, he's not exiled. And the Gemara explains, Midi Gullus ka machapra, Mrs. Kohen hu de machapra. It's not the length of his exile that atones for his sin and allows him to leave the Ir Miklat, but the death of the Kohen Gadol. And so we expound the Kavachaymer. If someone who is already exiled is released upon the Kohen Gadol's death, certainly one is not sent into exile after the Kohen Gadol dies. The Mishnah continues. If someone killed inadvertently, and the Kohen Gadol then died, and the second Kohen Gadol was appointed before he was sentenced, he is exiled and only leaves upon the death of the second Kohen Gadol. The Gemara explains that the Pasuk says, "V'yeshiv ba'ad meis ha-Kohen Gadol asher mashachos b'shem ha-Kodesh." The Gemara explains, "Zeh shenimshach b'yamav." This refers to a Kohen Gadol that was anointed after he murdered and teaches us that he is released only after this Kohen Gadol dies. The Gemara asks, "May havalei lemevid?" If the murder took place before his appointment, how does this Kohen Gadol bear any responsibility for the death? The Gemara answers, "Hayu levakash rachamim sheyigmar dina l'schus v'lei bikish." He should have davened that Bezin would find a way to acquit him. The Mishnah continues, "Nigmar dina b'lei Kohen Gadol v'ahayri Kohen Gadol v'Kohen Gadol shaharag einu yaitzim misham lo'ilam." One who was sentenced to exile before another Kohen Gadol was appointed, and so there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of his sentencing, or one who killed the Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol who killed inadvertently, are all exiled, and they can never leave. The Gemara discusses another scenario. Nigmar dino v'nasek koin ben gerusha ben chalutza. Someone was sentenced to exile, and the Kohen Gadol was then discovered to be unfit. Pligba reba amig rebitzkling nafcha, chadom ha-mesek kuhuna, v'chadom ha-bat lakuna. It's machlik is whether this is considered the demise of the kuhuna and it goes free, or it is considered that the kuhuna was annulled, and so it is as if he was sentenced at a time when there was no Kohen Gadol and he never leaves. The Gemara teaches several halachas where the harig b'shkaga died. Nigmar dino umeis, ma'ilich nesatz meisav l'sham. If he was sentenced to galus and then died before he was exiled, his body is taken to the Ari Miklat and interred there, as the pasuk says, l'ashav l'sheves be'eretz ad meis ha'koin. And we expand, ve'ezi yeshiva shi be'eretz ha'vaymez u'kvura. Dwelling in the land refers to literally being interred there after his death. Meis koidim shemeis koin gadol, ma'ilich nesatz meisav al kivri ha'vaysav. If the harig b'shkaga dies in exile, he is first interred in the Ari Miklat, and when the Kohen Gadol then dies, his body is reinterred in his family's burial plot, as the pasuk says, "Yashav haritzeich al eretz achuzase." And we expand, "Ezehu yeshiva shib eretz achuzase ha'va'oy mezukvur." The Gemara continues with additional halachas in the next daf.